Go to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 8.
Second
Timothy 3, verse 8.
Oh,
now, as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so did these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith.
و همچنان که یانیس و یامبریس با موسی مقاومت کردند، ایشان نیز با راستی مقاومت میکنند که مردم فاسد العقل و مردود از ایمانند.
Yeah, sounds very similar, eh? Resisting the truth, they have knowledge, yeah? But they have corrupted minds, they are reprobate concerning the faith. They cannot believe anymore, they cannot be saved anymore. They're beyond hope of salvation.
Yeah.
What is a reprobate?
مردود کیست؟
A person that
کسی که
has had truth
حقیقت رو داشته
in regards to God, but rejects that truth.
اما حقیقت رو رد
کرده. Not even wanting to retain God and the knowledge in it.
و هیچ وقت حاضر نیست درک وجود خداوند رو داشته باشه و خداوند رو قبول کنه.
And God says at a certain point, I reject you now.
خداوند میگه از این به بعد ردتون
میکنه. It's a person that the Bible talks about who is twice dead.
کسی که کتاب مقدس میگه دو بار مرده.
Jude 1 verse 12.
Jude. یهودا 1 verse 2.
Yeah. These are spots in your feast of charity when they feast with you. Feeding themselves without fear, clouds they are without water, carried about the winds, trees whose fruit withered, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. Jude 12, basically, this one.
That was that.
اینها در ضیافت‌های محبت‌آمیز خود لکه‌هایی هستند هنگامی که با شما شادی می‌کنند و شبانانی که خیشتن را بی‌ترس می‌پرورند و ابرهای بی آب از بادهای رانده شده و درختان پاییزی بی میوه دوباره مرده و از ریشه کنده شده.
Yeah, talks about wicked people, this case, false teachers, this just chapter about false teachers. And they are twice dead.
دوباره مردن. دوبار مردن.
They're beyond salvation.
دیگه نجات ندارن.
Yeah. go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 13.
دوم قرنتیان فصل 13 برگردیم.
And of course, a false teacher, if they offer on, if somebody's offering something, it doesn't mean they're reprobate automatically.
But
false teachers that preach heresy, full-blown heresy.
Yeah.
These people are actually heretics. Are actually reprobates.
They're rejected by God. They're wicked people.
Yeah. So 2 Corinthians 13. Speaks about his group.
این اول قرنتیان فصل 13 در
مورد Paul calls reprobates.
Reject. مردود میخونه، مردود شده، رد شده.
For the sake of time, I'm not going to go over other mentions that show you how people can cross this line.
So I'm just giving you the reference. چه زمانی یه نفر از
Otherwise,
فقط آیاشو بهتون میدم، خودتون تو خونه مطالعه کنید.
We'll go way over an hour.
بیشتر از یک ساعت وقت میگیره.
Somebody can become a reprobate.
یه کسی میتونه مردود باشه.
In the end, if they take the mark of the beast.
اگر نام
That's in Revelation
14:9-11.
And here's another way. It's by adding or subtracting from God's word.
Yeah,
changing the Bible. That's in Revelation 22:18-19. If you want to look it up. But we're going to go back to 2 Corinthians 13, verse
5.
Examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, but that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobates. Now. You may ask yourselves, why is Paul dividing us up in two groups? Yeah, or either in Christ or you are a reprobate. It just sounds like that everybody is without Christ is a reprobate. Now, is that true? The answer is no.
جواب میگه نه.
Most unsaved people are not beyond salvation. That's why we call it holiness.
اکثر کسایی که نجات ندارند، امید نجاتشون از دست
Most unsaved people need to hear the gospel.
اکثر کسایی که نجات
And obey the gospel by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ.
بیارن و اطاعت کنن و ایمان بیارن به عیسی مسیح و نجات پیدا کنن.
So they get saved.
که نجات داشته باشن.
And that is something that a reprobate person cannot do anymore.
کسی که مردود شده دیگه قادر نخواهد.
Yeah, God has blinded.
خداوند اونها رو کور کرده. چشماشون رو بسته.
So why does Paul seem to make this division into groups?
Now,
remember who he's talking to. He's talking to a church that he has established, that he has taught.
در مورد کلیسایی داره صحبت میکنه.
Where he has given the truth.
اونها صحبت میکنه که حقیقت رو دارن همشون.
Now, if a person
کسایی که ایمان دارید
that is part of a church that preaches the truth and that person can sit in that church week after week maybe even going with emotions of soul winning and then not get saved that person is a reprobate. So much truth.
اینقدر حقیقت. اینقدر تکرار حقیقت.
Yeah. If you can sit in this church.
اگه بتونی تو این کلیسا
بشینی. Yeah. Let's say a year.
یک سال تموم هر هفته.
And you still think that salvation is through works.
نجات از طریق اعماله.
You're reprobate.
تو مردودی.
Because you have had all the light.
به اندازه کافی شنیدی.
And you've rejected that light.
و او رو رد کردی.
And we have had literally somebody in the past.
ما قبلا داشتیم کسایی که تو کلیسا
Where I preached on the topic.
در مورد موضوع بارها و بارها موعظه شده.
I gave literally 6 or 7 approaches to show that salvation is by faith.
6 یا 7 نکته رو که بهشون نشون بدم که نجات از طریق ایمانه.
And during the sermon.
درست وسط کلیسا.
He says I don't believe that.
من قبول ندارمش.
Yeah. That shows that he is a reprobate.
نشون میده که مردوده که به حاضر نیست به هیچ عنوان قبول کنه.
Yeah, having all the light.
همه نور رو داشته.
And then rejecting it.
و ردش میکنه.
Yeah, and take it to the bank. It's a matter of time, and this person will show the desires for the same gender.
اگر حرفمو ببرین آزمایش کنید این فردی که خدا رو اینقدر رد میکنه به زودی هم میبینید که هم جنس باز میشه و باز همون رابطه های
چون
نتیجه مردودی خداوند هم جنس گرایی.
So listen to this. Homos are reprobates.
هم جنس گران ها مردودن.
Transgenders are reprobates.
ترانسجندرها مردود شدن.
The whole LBGTQ alphabet
الفابتی که اسمش گذاشتن
equals reprobates.
با مردود شدگان.
Yeah, when you see people burning with lust for the same gender,
that is not natural.
That is not normal. There's a reason for that.
دلیلی وجود داره که
you know that they have crossed a line with God somewhere in their past.
مسیر زندگیشون از اون خط
خداوند گذشت. And God has given them over.
Through these lust. دستشو ول کرده و اجازه داده شهوت زندگیشون
Yeah. The Corinthians have been given a lot of light. And Paul is saying, if you are not saved being in that church,
having
had all this teaching, having heard all these things, yeah, it's either you're saved, you're in Christ, or you're a reprobate. Yeah, that's why Paul only brings up 2 groups here. It's either one or the other. Yeah, if you are exposed to so much light, then there is no third group. There is no neutral group that needs to hear, unsaved group that needs to hear the gospel. So, are they born that way? It's something that you heard about the homos. Are they born that way?
No.
They become that way after rejecting God. That God made them that way.
خداوند از اول اونا رو اینجوری خلق کرده بود.
Now, in a sense, yes, because God gave them over.
یه جورایی آره خداوند دستش رو برداشت از زندگیشون.
But then it's still their own lust that they're going after.
اما اونی که دنبالش میرن خدا خواست yeah. خدا نیست.
God blinds their eyes.
چشمای خودشون چشماشون کور شده.
God gets them over the rebel minds. As a result, they just go after whatever.
No stop. و هیچ چیزی جلوشو نمیگیره.
Yeah, you are in church like Corinth, you are in church like ours.
اگه شما کلیسای کورنتوس هستیم و کلیسای مثل کلیسای ما
و همه اینا you can be in a church like this for a year and not get saved.
یک سال بشنویم انجیل رو و پیام خدا رو و هنوز ایمان نیاوردی پس مردود بود.
Now let me make a note here.
بذار یه نکته رو بهتون بگم.
Yeah, because I don't want to be misunderstood.
نمیخوام بعد
children get molested by these wicked freaks.
که ازشون سوء استفاده
میشه
با این حیله.
That's what they do. All homos are also pedophiles, in case you're wondering.
کسایی که همجنس بازن بچه بازن.
Ask yourselves why the little boys are being molested in Catholic churches by the priests. But these children that get molested, they're not reprobates themselves.
خودشون بچه‌ها مردود نیستن. اونها نتیجه گناهان اونها، نه بچه‌ها. بچه‌ها گناهی ندارن.
It can become a factor that will drive them towards this later on in their lives.
شاید این زخم روحی اونها رو به جایی
برسونه. Being angry with God because of what happened to them.
شاید به جایی برسن که خشم از خداوند به خاطر اتفاقی تو زندگیشون افتاده.
Then others are saved.
اما what?
Then others get saved. Other those children that are molested eventually get saved.
اما خیلی ها هستن که بعد از اون خشم به خدا ایمان میارن و خداوند قلبشون رو شفا میده.
Yeah, but this LBDGQ etc.
group, که تبلیغ میکنن
they are the groomers trying to lure your children into this death style.
فرزندتون رو به مسیر زندگی مرگ ببره.
That's why we need to keep our children away from these people.
استفاده جنسی از بچه هامون بکنن و باید از
بچه
هامون ازشون دور
don't want anybody of this group in our church.
برای همین نمیخوام ایشکی وارد جمع ما بشه که همچین حالتی داشته باشه.
Yeah, these people are all into all unrighteousness.
چون کسی که این کارو میکنه براش هر بدی دیگه هم بد نیست.
Yeah, people can get into this group maybe by peer pressure.
شاید یه دهی با فشار وارد گروه
بشن. Being confused because
یا گیج بشن وارد گروه بشن.
All the friends are into this.
به خاطر دوستاشون، به خاطر جمعشون دور اونا باشن.
This automatically means that they are reprobate because they might not be burning but lust for the same gender.
حتما مردودن. شاید چون هنوز شهوتشون، آتش شهوتشون نمیسوزن.
But that's where they will end up if they stay in that group.
اما اگه ادامه بدن و در اون گروه بمونن به جایی میرسن که شهوتشون جنسشون رو میسوزن.
Not necessarily everybody in this group who identifies with the group is a reprobate, but this is the group where you find the reprobates, because God has given us information about what the result is of somebody who becomes a reprobate. Go back to 2 Corinthians
13,
and read verses 6 till
9.
We can now look at what Paul is saying here. But I trust that ye shall know that we are not reprobates. Now I pray to God that you do no evil, not that we should appear approved, but that you should do that which is honest, though we be as reprobates. For we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. For we are glad when we are weak, and ye are strong, and this also we wish even your perfection.
اما امیدوارم که خواهید دانست که ما مردود نیستیم و از خدا دعا میکنم که شما هیچ بدی نکنید، نه تا ظاهر شود که ما مقبول هستیم، بلکه تا شما نیکویی کرده باشید، هرچند ما گویا مردود باشیم، زیرا که هیچ نمیتوانیم به خلاف راستی عمل نماییم، بلکه برای راستی، و شادمانیم وقتی که ما ناتوانیم و شما توانایید، و نیز برای این دعا میکنیم که شما کامل شوید.
Yep. So all this what I have explained before, all these verses we've gone through, was just to help you understand what Paul is saying here. Yeah, so have a correct understanding here. So Paul says, I trust that you know that we are not reprobates. And it's like, if you're calling us reprobate, then what are you? We started this church, yeah? We
shared
the gospel. Yeah, we got money to be saved.
Now
we trust that you know that we are not reprobates. We're not false teachers
teaching heresy.
Now, then in verse 7, we see again the word coming up. And sometimes this verse is brought up and say, oh, but Paul calls himself a reprobate. So then it cannot be talking of people who were rejected by God.
نمیتونه با کسی که رد شده خدا هستن به حضورش بیاد.
Yeah, because Paul is a great Christian.
پولس میگه خودش مردود دیگه، پس مردود شده است دیگه.
These people like to have the answer for verse 7.
آیه 7 رو دوست دارن ترجیح که دلشون میخواد ترجیح.
But then they want to ignore the verses that came before it about the same topic.
اما آیه قبلیشه که اول پولس اعلام میکنه ما مردود نیستیم و فراموش میکنه.
Now, what is Paul saying in verse 7?
آیه 7 چی میگه پولس اصلا؟
He's simply saying, we trust that you know that we are not reprobates in verse 6. Even though you treat us as if we are reprobates, you treat us like trash. You're seeking proof that Christ is speaking in us. Paul says, we are rejected by you. We are as rejects to you. That's all that verse 7 says.
It
doesn't mean that Paul is a reprobate. That would contradict verse
5.
Yeah, what it does is establishing the reprobate doctrine. Yeah, but Paul clearly talking about a group that is called reprobates. Making sure that we understand that if you're in Christ, you cannot be a reprobate. And a reprobate cannot be in Christ. Yeah, which makes sense because those who are in Christ are called the children of God. They're accepted into his family. They're not rejected, they're accepted. While those who are reprobate are rejected. Guess what the Bible also calls reprobates? Sons of Belial. Sons of Satan, sons of the devil. Go to Judges 19. And we're going to go quickly over those because we don't have time. Judges 19, verse 22. And this is a story of somebody traveling with his concubine, which is like a living girlfriend, which is not right. And he arrives in the village. And they meet a man there.
مردی رو ملاقات میکنه.
And this man says, "Don't stay out. Just come in to my place."
بیرون نیاین ولی در خونه.
Yeah, you don't want to be here and out in the night. Yeah, that's where he was communicating.
و شب بیرون باشید.
Now, I'm going to read one verse of it.
یه آیه رو میخونم برات.
And I'll then give you the conclusion of it. But verse 22. Now, as they were making their hearts merry, talking about the guests who came in and the man, behold, the men of the city, certain sons of Belial, beset the house round about, and beat at the door, and spake to the master of the house, the old man, saying, "Bring forth the man that came into the house, that we may know him."
و چون به عیش و شادی مشغول بودند، اینک برخی از اراذل شهر خانه را احاطه کردند و در را به شدت کوفته به پیرمرد صاحب خانه گفتند، مردی را که به خانه در آمده بیرون بیاور تا با او هم بستر شوید.
Now, this story ends up with the concubine being thrown out to be misused by these filthy people. And she dies. Yes? She doesn't get to tell the tale.
داستانو نمیتونه تعریف کنه چه اتفاقی افتاده اما میمیره.
These people are called sons of Belial.
و اونا میگن پسران بیول.
Guess what they're into.
بیل.
Guess where they're into.
Yeah,
these men of the city.
مردهای اون شهر.
They want to know the man. Yeah, so the men of the city want to know the man that had come in as a guest. And when the Bible talks about knowing somebody in that sense, it's like Adam knew Eve and she conceived.
Yeah?
Yeah, so these are homos.
یعنی
these are
sodomites. Wicked people
into all unrighteousness, and they're called sons of Belial. I want you to see that. Yeah, they're burning, but lust for the same gender. Where was it the result of again? Of somebody who has a reprobate mind. Somebody who is rejected by God. Genesis 19. And you can read it at home. The story of Sodom and Gomorrah, most of you know it. Yeah, Lot with his family is living in there. Two angels are going to go warning Lot. The men in the city have seen these two angels coming in. And what do the men in the city want? They want to know these angels, these two men. Yeah, that's where we get the word sodomy from the beginning. Yeah, we see the same thing: wicked men burning but lust for the same gender. Yeah, and these people in Sodom and Gomorrah, yeah, as an example later on the test, as an example. example, they get burned with fire and brimstone.
با آتش و سنگ می‌سوزند.
And it will be the end of every reprobate.
و آخر همه
اون
همجنسبازان اون شهر بوده و دیگه نجاتی وجود نداره.
Yeah, so Paul questions some of the Corinthians.
If you're not in Christ,
then you are a reprobate. You had the light, you rejected it.
نور رو داشتید رد کردید.
And you cannot be part of a church like this, like the Church of Corinth, and not get saved. Unless you are like that. Unless you're rejected by God. Unless you cannot believe the report that God has given you. Now, Paul ends this letter in a little more positive note. Yeah, because this is all pretty doom and gloom. Yeah, he's been really chewing them out in these last chapters.
در حقیقت زدتشون حسابی دیگه قرنگیز بوده نامه پولس. حالا میخواد خوشحالشون کنه.
We quickly look at the last verses and it's going to be a little more positive. It's like he's in the last moment he's confirming his love towards them.
آخر نامهش میگه بازم دوستتون دارم.
And he wants them to know, I want the best.
بهترین رو خواستم با اینکه انقدر مورد
شما. Even though he's not happy.
با اینکه خوشحال نیستم از
کارتون. Even though they have turned against
him. با اینکه از حرفاتون بر ضد من شدین، اما هنوز دوستتون دارم.
Look at verse 7. That he is praying the best for them. That they do not do evil, that they do do the right thing, that they are honest.
از خدا دعا میکنم که شما هیچ بدی نکنید. نه تا ظاهر شود که ما مقبول هستیم، بلکه تا شما نیکویی کرده باشید، هر چند ما گویا مردود باشیم.
Yeah, I said just do what is right.
انجام بده.
Yeah, not for our sake. Not so we can be approved.
که من ثابت به من.
Just do what is right because it's the right thing to do before God.
انجام بده چون کار خوبی کرده.
And Paul was saying, hey, we're not fighting for the truth here.
برای حقیقت
نمی‌جنگیم. Our desire is that you do well.
خواسته قلبیمون اینه که همتون خوب باشید.
Yeah, if you want to look down on us.
اگه می‌خوای منو زیر سوال ببری.
And see us as weak.
منو ضعیف بدونی.
And that results in you being strong in the Lord. Hey, we'll be glad. That's what we want for you anyway. We want you to be perfect. Yeah, and in the Bible, perfect means whole, complete. Yeah, doing well in all areas. It doesn't mean sinless perfection. But. Verse 10. Therefore, I write these things being absent, lest being present I should use sharpness, according to the power which the Lord had given me to edification and not to destruction.
از این جهت این را در غیاب می نویسم تا هنگامی که حاضر شوم سختی نکنم مطابق آن قدرتی که خداوند به جهت بنا نه برای ویران کردن به من داده است.
Yeah, he's absent and he wants them to fix it before he comes.
من غایبم اما تا قبل از برگشتم حلش
کنم. He wants to come and have a good time together.
میخوام بیام با هم خوش بگذاریم. نمیخوام بیام فقط تنبیهتون کنم.
With a hammer.
نمیخوام با خشم.
Even though he says he will. If he needs,
if he needs,
but he doesn't want to do that.
نمیخوام با چکش بیام.
And then he closes with words 11-14. Finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace shall be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints salute you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.
در خاتمه ای برادران شاد باشید، کامل شوید، تسلا پذیرید، یک رأی بوده و در صلح زندگی کنید و خدای محبت و سلامتی با شما خواهد بود. یک دیگر را به بوسه مقدسانه درود گویید. همه مقدسان به شما سلام میرسانند. فیض عیسی خداوند و محبت خداوند و مشارکت روح القدس با همه شما باد.
Yeah, some final greetings. Yeah, farewell, brethren. Yeah, hey, you're my family. We belong together. And he lists some good things he wants for them. And then he passes some greetings
out
from the saints.
They're with him.
And he closes with, let the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all.
Amen.
And with that, we're going to close 2 Corinthians. And I hope this series has helped you to get a better understanding of this letter.
I enjoyed going through it.
And it's a book that can learn a lot of things from. It's not the easiest book in the New Testament. But if you just go step by step, slowly, slowly,
yeah,
we can figure it out. We understand what the things say.
So.
Amen.
Amen.